So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
The 1st, October 1st, 2019. What's happening? What's going on? It's been a while since I feel like I've talked to you. I just checked a whole bunch of stuff off my list, which means I have a lot of free time as to how and what I'm going to be talking about, the content that I'm going to be sharing. And guys, one of the biggest things I'm doing, just so you guys know, is I'm doing this series called the Starting From Scratch. Okay, initially it was just going to be a 100-day video challenge, and between you and I, it really is that. It's a 100-day video challenge, but I wanted to put it around a topic. I wanted to do it around a hook, a theme, and so I'm toying with the idea of starting from scratch, or millionaire starts from scratch, or something along those lines, but definitely starting from scratch. Why? Because a lot of the times people will say, hey, how do I start from scratch? If you are starting from scratch, how do you go make your first $10,000, your first $1 million? And the truth of the matter is, really, that no one actually starts from scratch. Because let's be honest, how can you start from scratch when you have life experience, when you have stories to tell, when you've gone through good, bad, the good times, the bad times that you've captured in your heart, that you've captured in your mind, that you know someone else can benefit. So even that title, it's not always true. However, it's what the market wants. And this is a lesson for you. Sometimes you may think you want XYZ, and you think you have a great idea. But really, your idea can be something that's too early. Your idea can be something that's too late. Your idea could be something that totally sucks because the market just doesn't want it. And then, you know, you're trying so hard and it's like going against the current of the waves. And then what happens? You get stuck and you launch campaigns and you do stuff or you learn skills and it just doesn't work out. And then what happens when it doesn't work out? You feel like everything's sucky. Then you feel like you sucky. And then you have negative self-talk, and then you talk yourself into negative self-sabotage. And before you know it, you've dwindled down and spiraled down a very black hole that's very bad. It's very hard to get out of. And so if you're in that hole, then make sure that you're listening to these each day, these episodes, because I want to really take you behind the scenes and show, give you that little oomph, that little bump up, that little fist bump when you feel all alone and it's scary and it's overwhelming and it's tough. Because I see it sometimes even with myself, I see it with the people around me. And, you know, one of the things that always gets me going is just planning a bigger future. Your future must always be bigger than your past. And if you feel any sort of stuckness or you look at your life and you're like, I haven't achieved what I wanted to do, the one, make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/Shakir Hussein so that you get these daily update videos where I'm going to go behind the scenes. I'm going to be sharing with you in video form. Secondly, what you want to do is write out your goals. Literally take out 5 or 10 minutes and start writing out your goals. What are the 5 things, the 10 things that you want to achieve this quarter? Okay, we've got 3 months till the year finishes. And then what are the 3 to 5 things that you'd love to achieve next year? And make those really exciting. You know, for me, one of the things I love doing and I've been doing for many years, you know, I live in a penthouse and I live in a really nice, luxurious penthouse in an amazing neighborhood, kind of top of the range of what money can buy you in London, which is, let's just say, it's not cheap. And I've always wanted to just like flat out buy one of these. Why? Because I can stay there, I can rent it out, whatever. And so one of the things that gets me excited for next year is I want to purchase a penthouse. I want to purchase a 3-bedroom or a 5-bedroom penthouse where I'd be able to live there. I'd be able to rent it out, so it's a cash generating asset on the side, and you know, my wife kind of likes it, and so that is just one thing that gets me excited. And what would get you excited? What would get you excited to recommit to your big goals, to your vision? Okay, write down. Things can suck. Maybe your job sucks. Maybe your business sucks. Maybe you feel like you suck, and that's all okay. Listen, that's all okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Now, right now, what we want to do is we want to come up with a compelling vision. And one of the questions that I ask myself, and I would recommend that you ask yourself, is imagine now you were just, say, 12, 15 years old. You know, when you have that childlike energy where you just feel like anything is possible, I ask yourself, what were those things? And what could you go back and revisit? For me, one of the things that I really wanted was to own my own private island. And some of you who have been following me for a while, you know that this, I've talked about this before. I've always just wanted to have a private island. And one of the reasons why is I wanted to turn it into a big spiritual retreat for people that wanted to go and deepen their relationship in spirituality, in spiritual sense. And so, you know, that's the thing that gets me excited. And I realized for maybe about, maybe for the last year or 18 months or so, I kind of stopped dreaming about that. I stopped writing that as a goal. And anytime I would write it down, it would energize me. And remember, this is free. This is free for you to do. So I just went back and I said, okay, no, I'm just going to start writing it out. I'm going to start visualizing. I'm just going to start going to privateislandsonline.com and making sure that I spend some time each and every single week. Because at the end of the day, I am responsible for my goals, and you are too. And one of the things that's happening this month, which I'm really excited about, and it's kind of scary, but it is still exciting, is that I am literally somewhat starting from scratch in terms of this is the first month that I do not have my core team that I used to have for sales, for marketing. And so I'm there's a part of me that's just really excited because I want to see what I can create. Just me being me, taking full responsibility. Sure, the business is ticking along. We're still making well more than $1,000 a day from lots of different passive income streams. But the thing that's in my head is, you know, how do I build a business and scale it up to $300,000, $500,000, $1 million a month? And this is the coolest thing. I'm going to be vlogging the whole way through. I'm going to be showing you behind the scenes of what I'm doing, the good, the bad, the ugly, the challenges that I'm facing. I'm going to be, it's almost going to be like a self-diary, but in video format. And I don't know how it's going to be. Honestly, I'm kind of nervous. I'm also excited. I don't know what some of my peers and my best friends are going to say. They're going to be very supportive. I just know how they are. And I just think, you know what, it's going to be really cool. I'm just going to document the whole thing. I'm going to show you behind the scenes. And that's why I'm going to start today. So you're going to be getting these videos today. Okay, today the video, I'm going to be shooting it. I'm going to be explaining what you're going to learn, why I'm doing it, the benefits that you can get. And really, you know, if you go and subscribe, when you go and subscribe, you're going to get notified. I'm going to put it on a new playlist. And every single day, I'm going to publish at least one video on the topics of becoming a millionaire, of making millions in your business, of starting, growing, and scaling your business. So all of these things are just going to be absolutely exciting stuff, okay? Are you excited or what? I know I am. So October the 1st, 2019, let's do this. Each and every single day, I commit to doing these podcasts too. Right now, I'm in my car. So as I'm going to the gym, as I'm driving back, you're going to be hearing it. You're going to be feeling it. You're going to feel my energy. And we are going to do this together. And I honestly don't know how many people actually listen to this. I had one of my friends who's made more than $20 million, one of my students, actually one of my top students. He said to me, Shaq, when I need to get myself out of a rut, when I need to get motivated, I come in and I listen to your podcast. A few days ago, I was speaking to Venkata. Venkata, if you're listening to this, what's up, brother? Venkata started from scratch when he met me. He was a nighttime manager in a supermarket. And then through my coaching, training, programs, all of this stuff, he went on to make $1 million in sales in just 3 years. And I spoke to him a little while ago.
probably, I don't know, a few days ago, or maybe last week or something. And he just said, Shaq, you don't know this, but I am one person that listens to your podcast. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I do this podcast just for a few people, that's cool. I think we're on our 50th episode as well. So I'm going to be sharing that with you guys very soon. So again, thank you so much for listening. I don't know if it's one person or 100 people or 1,000 people that listen to this, but I do this because I feel like it helps me very selfishly, very transparently. And I think that someone out there is, doesn't matter where you're at in the world, when you're listening to this, some of that energy is rubbing off on you, okay? And just remember, you become what you think about most of the time. You become who you hang out with. And if you can dial in your discipline, your thinking, I think you're going to do very, very well. I hope you are excited as I am to be part of this 100-day video challenge. Make sure you go to youtube.com/ Shaqir Hussain, subscribe. And then if you're enjoying this, if this is your first time, go ahead, go to iTunes, leave me a review. I appreciate you and I'll speak to you then. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.